Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, and the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, and studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just, and his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. The psalm that we've been reading tonight, Psalm 111, it's an acrostic poem. That means that if you could read the psalm in Hebrew, you would notice that each verse starts with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet in Hebrew alphabetical order. Some versions of the Bible actually put the Hebrew letters in to show you, but unfortunately, reading the psalm in English, we miss out on what's happening pretty easily. Psalm 111 is an acrostic of the Hebrew alphabet, and it could be summed up kind of as the ABCs of who God is. This psalm tells us not very much about us, but a lot about God. What God does and why God deserves our praise. This psalm makes it clear that God is the one to be praised. After all, the psalm starts with the words, "Praise the Lord," and ends with, "His praise endures forever." But it doesn't just tell us that we should praise God. It gives us the reasons why God is deserving of our praise. We're told that the works of God are great. We're told that God is gracious and merciful. We're told that God provides. We're told that God is faithful and just and trustworthy, that God sent redemption to his people. We're told that holy and awesome is God. Throughout this psalm, we see that God is involved in our lives, that God is both personal enough to care that we have food to eat, and God is powerful over all the nations. God is to be praised because everything we have comes from God. God is to be praised because no matter what, he will give us grace and mercy and love and redemption. And then, after all these reasons to praise God, at the end of the psalm, we get this verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. Now, what does that have to do with praising God? Well, actually, everything, I hope we'll come to see together. Now, first, you probably already know this, but we still need to talk about the word fear in this verse. If there's like one word in our Bible that I could change how we translate it, it would be this word fear when it comes to talking about fear of God. Because we don't use the word fear this way anymore in our lives at all, except when we talk about God. And so it gets confusing because even though we know it's not really what it means, when we hear fear like this, we think of being terrified or being afraid or being scared. And so we hear fear the Lord, and even though we might know better, part of us still thinks, well, am I supposed to be afraid of God? No, you're not, because this is the only time we use the word fear to not actually mean fear. Instead, we mean awe or reverence. This emotion of the fear of the Lord is like when you see the most amazing, cool thing ever, and you're just amazed that it's even possible for something to be that great. And you're just kind of like, wow. And maybe even your mouth kind of hangs open and you just stare at amazement. And so when we talk about the fear of God, we're talking about this amazing, awesome wow of God. How do we get this amazing, awesome wow of God? Well, I'm pretty sure just by reading this psalm, this comes from praising God. As we take time to praise God for what he's provided, for his grace and for his mercy and for his love, We get wowed. We get the fear of God. And to have the wow of God means that we can look at our lives, at our community, we can at our world, and we can be amazed at what God has done. We look around and we realize God's work all around us. And we're in awe. We're in the wow of God. And this wow of God, according to the psalm, is the beginning of wisdom. What kind of wisdom? Well, wisdom that the world is bigger than us. Wisdom that God is in control. Wisdom that God provides. Wisdom that life is better when lived with God. It sounds like a pretty good thing to have, right? To have this type of wisdom about God that comes from being amazed by God, from praising God for all that he has done. Yet, we don't always do it. And why not? Well, as I look at my own life and the reason why I don't have this wisdom from this wow, from praising God, it's not because I don't want it. It's because often I just get caught up in my own little world, in my own life, and all the things that I have to do and just my daily tasks that I forget to praise God. And before I know it, I've gone through the whole day and I failed to be wowed by God. Not because I didn't want to, but because I just didn't take the time to. And what a better day it would have been if I just would have taken some time to praise God and to have been wowed and to have some wisdom that the world is bigger than me and that God is in control. Too often, we become distracted by our lives and our world, and we fail to slow down and fear God. Author Macrina Weerdeker writes this about this tendency we have as humans, saying, "We are naturally reverent beings, but too much of our natural reverence has been torn away from us because we have been born into a world that hurries. There's no time to be reverent with the earth or with each other. We are all hurrying into progress. And for all our hurrying, we lose sight of what true nature, of our true nature a little more each day. This is precisely why we need to believe in the eye of God hovering over us. We are not alone. There is one with us who wants to give back our reverence. There is one with us who wants to give us back the gift of time. We stop what we're doing, and we praise God. We need to say, great are your works, God. We need to exclaim, God, you are gracious and merciful. We need to shout, God, you have provided everything we need. We need to proclaim, God, you are faithful and trustworthy and just. And the more we do this, the more we praise God, the more our lives start to revolve around God and not our own actions. The more we do this, I guarantee, the more we'll experience the true fear of God, the wow of God. And the wow of God will lead you to wisdom, that God is in control, and that the world is bigger than just you, and that God is great, and that God is love and grace and mercy. And that will lead you back to praise. So this week, take some time to praise God. You can do it right now. We're here to worship God after all. You can say, praise the Lord every time you stop at a red light this week. You could praise God for provision every time before you eat. You could praise God while you brush your teeth or wash your dishes or take out the trash or shovel your snow or get your mail. I don't really care when you plan to do it. Just do it. Praise God. Experience the fear of God, the wow of God, and then grow in wisdom that God really is in control. That God really does love you. That God really does offer you grace. The great stuff is happening both in your own little world and outside of it as well, all because of the work of God. That's all this psalm is telling us, really, in the ABCs of God. It's really that simple. Praise God, be wowed by God, grow in wisdom, and then keep doing it all over again.